It's a 12:32. We're starting right here. This is Your View on Q95 FM. A big good afternoon to all the parents doing the back to school shopping. I tell you, it's the end of July. And all the uniforms are disappearing off the shelves. The school socks. It looks like every end of July, all of August, you know, it's a battle to see who can make sure they get all the books on your book list. Oh, well, Squapo, smoke your pipe. Some people have to send for books overseas, St. Kitts, where some of the books are similar, St. Lucia. And even stationery sets, you know, you want to buy a one Canpad. Canpad still running? I don't know. Canpad exercise book or five subject book or whatever it is, you know, you want to buy one in Dominica, Hotel Tolaja. So a lot of people have the families in the United States, in St. Martin, even St. Thomas and St. Croix, even as close as Barbados, Trinidad, you know,
the views
trying to get thank you Karen
program are not necessarily those of Q95 FM radio. Q95 FM radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements made in the course of this program.
Like Karen, you want me to continue, man? So as I was saying, you know, it's a rush to get all the school stuff before everything runs out. You know, the worst thing is you have a book list and you just can't get free of the books, or one book run out of the bookshelves, the bookstore selling you, you know, when the next order, next shipment, or there's just no more at all. Yeah, buy a pack of books, you know, maybe in another island, maybe, you know, a pack of a dozen free subject or Canpad books, whatever it is, for, let's just say, I don't know, $19.95 US maybe or something. And retail locally sometimes is so much more expensive. We're always looking for ways to, you know, try to meet the burden. Let money meet money. To all the proud parents making sure they do every single thing so that their children, their kids, their loved ones can get a good education, hats off to you this morning or this afternoon. And we know many of you do it by yourselves. You may be single moms, or there are single dads out there doing it all by themselves. Others do have some support, whether it is an extended family, a mom, a grandmom, a neighbor, you know, a sister, a brother helping along. One community. Speaking of grandparents, forgot to mention earlier, I listened to Ferdina's interview on In the Spotlight with Ma Sissy, the centenarian from the Laplin area, with her kids right here in the studios of Q95 FM. Did you listen? If you don't listen, you need to go to her In the Spotlight page and listen to the podcast if it's available. Listen to that entire show. Let me tell you, it will warm your heart. Someone's on the overseas line. Hello, good day.
Yes, good day, Giselle, and good day to the Nature Island.
Good day, my brother.
How are you doing?
We're doing fine.
I hear you and Mike this morning, earlier, with you sounding very vibrant and sound. I got to be the fresh air in the Nature Island.
A lot of things in the Nature Island, man. Some nice fish, some fresh air, good fruits, cherries, you know, a lot of nice fruits now in season. So you got to take advantage of it.
You give me a guava right now.
I just had a nice glass of guava cherry juice from one of the local restaurants. Very tasty.
And then you're killing me right now. But it's all right. I understand. I hope you're enjoying it.
Yeah, man.
And I'll be enjoying it too. While I'm calling, say that I just heard you earlier talking about the books for the children. I mean, if we're supposed to care about the children, and the future is the children, I mean, we should make it more convenient or, you know, inexpensive for books for the children. I think the government also, you know, this is the thing I'm seeing up here. Books are like so cheap, like 99 cents a subject book, and we have to send it down there, and someone custom is squeezing the individual that's trying to help the family down there. So I think the government should really take a step in helping, especially books for the young ones. I mean, you could tell whether something for the children or not, mm-hmm. you know, in customs, you know.
Well, they do have, there is a, I'm not sure what the official name is, but there is a system where the books are made available by the government and for the primary schools I'm aware of. And so you can actually, quote unquote, rent the books from the school at a severely reduced cost. So for example, an English language book for grade 3 or grade 6, whatever it is, normally probably would cost, say, $45. You can actually get it from the school, so for probably as little as under $20 or even, you know, $12 or $15. The only prerequisite is you return the books at the end of the term. So, you know, the children coming up will also get to use it. So they do have that program in place where you, quote unquote, rent the books, and it saves you hundreds of dollars every school year. Trust me, hundreds.
Yeah, so. I understand, but I don't understand how come the subject books are so expensive for like a 5, 6-year-old, 7-year-old child. And a lot of the time, the children don't even finish the book for the term. You know, and next time they have to buy another book. I mean, I'm seeing they just, I wouldn't want to use the word prostituting the children. But they're pimping out. They're taking advantage on these children, you know. Once upon a time, I mean, we'd never had those things going on like that. So expensive. $45 for a subject book for a child, a 6-year-old, 7-year-old. Come on. They got to do better than that.
Times change, my brother. We'll talk to you.
I understand. All right. Just take care and enjoy all the naturals in the nature island.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I say times change. You know, I remember when I was growing up, first of all, we didn't have textbooks. I'm not saying that's a reason not to have textbooks, don't get me wrong. But, you know, you have to move with the times, you know, and the improvements that we have now, just globally in terms of education, we have to embrace it. When I was growing up, we didn't have textbooks. We had our Kanpan exercise book. Poor people growing up, you cut your book in half, you have one pencil, you cut it in four or in two. And your school bag was your plastic bag. When you go by Nassif and Shop or Louise Edwards and Shop or Raful or Astafans and Shop, you know, by Marie Deschaussee and Shop, you reuse the plastic bag or the paper bag that your grandmother or your mother bringing the groceries up in. So you have a sack, was a plastic bag, your one exercise book cut in two, so that's two subjects, and you have your pencil cut in two, and if the eraser could cut in eight, it would cut in eight. And the teacher wrote everything on the board. There was no photocopies, there were no textbooks. And so education back then, it was very laborious, you know, if you know what I mean. It was very tactile, and it had limitations. So now we're in a different age. Children can have the textbooks, go home, do some of the work at home, prepare in advance, and come to school. And the teacher doesn't have to write everything on the chalkboard all the time. We have to move with the time. Say hello, good day.
Yeah. Family, what's up?
Hey, Sakafel family. I see some big, nice tuna coming out down there. Is tuna?
I don't know. Let me tell you.
Yes.
What about the claim we used to wait for it to finish for us to get put our book in the claim
Yes,
bag.
In the claim bag. Can you imagine that?
And to have a pencil or you praying for
no part any water bottle.
No.
Say, tangla abe sayeya. Look, I experience a vid with a water bottle.
Are you praying for you to get a piece of pencil on the
yes.
outside as you're going to school?
Even Clorox bottle.
Okay.
Papa,
and you're doing all that.
All that.
I tell my children I go to school without a shoe. No mm-hmm. time in my life. And they go to school not one day without a sock.
Without a shoe, yes.
Without a sock. So mm-hmm. they have to learn. But now the children getting everything. They have iPad, they have computer, mm-hmm. and they're still not taking that. Sometimes it's not the parents, it's the child.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be on to them.
Yes.
We're doing our best.
We're doing our best, man.
So
we have to move with the times.
And from the fool. Anyway, have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
I'll
okay, well.
An ice pop for you.
Thank you. Okay. I tell you, times have changed. Talking about no shoes. Remember the fruit of the loom, the fruit, not the brand fruit, no, the pantaloon, sorry. The pantaloon on the wares. That's on Nouwe Mizele Nute Piti. Anyway, we're going to take a little break. We have a stopover at Pizza Hut in a little while. It's Wednesday, so the beautiful ladies at the Fortune Hotel, they're going to drop by. They mentioned something about a quiz and a trivia on Facebook the last time, so let's find out more about that. And don't forget, it's It's what is it? Happy Wednesdays, and then we're talking Summer Splash and some other stuff happening over the weekend. We'll be right back. Don't forget the big show, the QTS Under 16 Final, DJ Final, and Summer Splash at the Harlem Plaza. Get your tickets. They're going, okay? Those kids' tickets, let me tell you. The children tickets, they are walking out the door at Q95 FM. So if you have all the children you want to bring to the show, get your tickets at Q95 office. They're only available at the office as the kids' tickets, 16 years and under. You pay half price, only $10. They might be or will be available the day of the show up to 6 p.m. that promotion is, okay? So get your kids' tickets early. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's another Wacky Wednesday. Get up to 50% off selected handsets and free data when you sign up for My Plan Postpaid Plan today. Sign up for internet today with Lime and get a chance to win 3 months free service. Or sign up for a fixed line today and get a chance to enjoy Worldpack for 1 month absolutely free. Or activate unlimited talk and text and 1 gig of data and get a chance to win stationary backpacks and more. It's another Wacky Wednesday promotion. 4G plus me. Are you ready? It's all about Lime. Value every moment.
My Lime phone on. I'm living my life to my favorite song.
Being there ready and able when it matters most. That's the promise that's been a comfort to Cheek clients for over 30 years.
Cheek is owned by Grace Kennedy, one of the Caribbean's largest conglomerates.
Grounded on a tradition of excellence,
honesty,
integrity,
and trust,
Cheek offers competitive rates,
special discounts,
quick claim settlements,
and no third-party deductible. Cheek, your insurance place from Grace Kennedy, is located in Roseau and Portsmouth with friendly, courteous, and efficient staff ready to serve you.
Every day, you upgrade different aspects of your life. Isn't it time to upgrade your insurance?
Get Cheek and experience insurance at its best.
Call us in Roseau on 440-8662
or in Portsmouth on 445-4291.
Cheek, your insurance place from Grace Kennedy.
Kadas Lipso Singers Performer Stalwarts. Be part of the NCCU Kadas Lipso Eliminations 2014 on Saturday, August 30th, Harlem Plaza, 7:30 p.m. Registration is only $20 and is presently open and closes on the night of the show, August 30th. Registration forms are available at all NCCU branches and online. Participants will be judged on 2 verses and 2 choruses. In either playback, self-accompaniment, or with the house band. Entrance only $5 and the top 20 will move to the grand finals on October 18th, 2014. Partners include Digicel Mapping 2K for Kubuli Chebesau, New India Assurance, Bullseye Pharmacy, Arden Sounds, ACS, and more. The NCCU Kadas Lipso Eliminations, Saturday, August 30th, Harlem Plaza. See press for details.
Pizza Hut delivery has a lunchtime meal that's enjoyable and perfect for your pocket. Try any one of our 3 delicious calzone. Chicken bacon mushroom, chicken buffalo, or supreme for only $14.75 each. Or get yourself a Hut combo, which includes a 6-inch personal pan pizza, potato wedges, and a drink for just $15. Wow! What a great deal for lunch. Get a Hut combo, only available from Monday to Saturday, or delicious calzone any day. And enjoy! Call to order 617-7777 or WhatsApp at 276-0322 and have it delivered in 30 minutes or pick it up in 10. Pizza Hut delivery, making lunchtime great!
Pizza Hut has the best delivery. Pizza Hut has the best delivery. Call to place your order.
A few minutes before 1.
Pizza Hut
it's lunchtime somewhere. Go over to the folks at Pizza Hut. We want to say a big good afternoon to Chad on the line. Hi, Chad.
Hello. Hello, okay.
And what is hot at Pizza Hut today?
Okay, and we have the hot special today as the summer continues. We have the tennis. We have the 7-inch and the 14-inch pieces at a special price. All our 10-inch pieces are $17 and all our 14-inches are $30. This is one of our hotspot specials for the summer as the sun blazes in the country, so that's how we do it.
Okay, how many pieces in each of those pizzas? Let me get an idea of either. It's not one person can eat all that pizza, can it?
Basically, yes. One person can have a whole pizza. Yeah.
Okay. But if you want to share, if you're in a generous mood, you know, how many pieces in each of those two?
Okay, in the 10 inch, you get 6 slices. And in the 14 inches, you get 10 slices.
10 slices, wow. And the 14 inches is what on special? What's the price?
The special price is $30.
$30, all right, there you go. What else is happening at Pizza Hut? I hear a lot of people talking about the chillers every time. They're like, you know, we're this chillers at Pizza Hut. And somebody told me they tried one for the first time last week, and they didn't know there was that kind of drink anywhere in Dominica.
Well, yeah, the chillers are awesome. They're a wonderful drink during this hot summer time. Even this morning, we did have a couple of chillers on the chillers because, you know, the customers know that the chillers are wonderful. And we have the coffee flavors, and just briefly explain to you. Coffee flavors and the non-coffee. Two of the coffee flavors are caramel latte or one of the favorites, prunes and cream. And two of the coffees are cookies and cream or hazelnuts. These are the two different flavors each you can get from. And we top it off with whipped cream and caramel or chocolate topping also.
All right. Just before we leave here, which of those chillers are all of them bestsellers, or is there one that kind of, you know, speaks to most people? I'm asking because the cookie and creams to me sounds like it should be really, really good.
Yeah. The pearls and cream is one of the best selling.
Which one?
Right now.
Which one?
Pralines and cream.
Ah, pralines and cream. Wow.
Yeah,
ooh.
Yeah.
Mmm.
So you could come in and you could check us out at Rosal Cox Street, right down here in Song. That's close to the Gambit bus stop. And you could call us at 617-7777 for your pickup orders or your delivery orders.
All right, well, that sounds like a good deal, Chad.
Yeah.
So get your pizzas on special at Pizza Hut. And your chillers, among others, right? We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Maybe we can talk more about the combos and some of the other great stuff at Pizza Hut.
Yeah, sure. No
All right, keep delivering.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's absolutely delicious. Make the call today. Call 617-7777 and let us make your day.
It's 10 to the hour of 1. Guess what? So we're getting ready for the happy people over at the Fortune Hotel. Stay locked.
Fortune Hotel comes alive for Unwind Wednesday at the Warner's Bar every single Wednesday. Live grill station along with wine and martini special from 5 to 10 p.m. Join us every Wednesday at the Fortune Hotel for Unwind Wednesday's entertainment to complement the rich sunset and the lovely Caribbean sea breeze. Relax and unwind every Wednesday at the Fortune Hotel.
It's that time. You wanna be?
I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy.
I want you to say that to someone today. I don't care because I'm happy.
Clap along.
Just say to them, say, speak to the hand, I'm happy today.
I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
There's no better way to deal with adversity. Someone who's just going all rah 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 in your face. Just be happy. Just be happy and just look at them. Just go crazy. You be happy and let them be unhappy and let them keep making noise with you. You just be happy. That's the best way to get to them, right? Pharrell knows that.
Well, I should probably
And the ladies from the Fort Young Hotel with me, they know all about being happy. I look at their happy videos every time I go over to Fort Young. How are you ladies doing?
We're good.
And Wednesday. Nayan, happy Wednesday. Happy Unwind Wednesday.
Hi, you okay? Happy Wednesday to you too, and to add to that, maybe they should just play the song of Pharrell, you know, just to keep the happy mood.
I know, put that in your ringtone, and anytime somebody making noise, if you just say, hold on,
or just
speak
have
to
you,
the phone.
Or just have YouTube on constantly on repeat, the I happy know. Song of Pharrell.
But tell us what's happening at the Fort Young Hotel. Today is Unwind Wednesday. It's a little bit overcast outside, but you know.
So it's Unwind Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to all our listeners. We know most of you all have gotten paid. It's month end. You know, you could So that's a good opportunity to treat yourself, treat your staff, take them down to Unwind Wednesdays at the Warner's Bar on the boardwalk at the Fort Young Hotel. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., you just want to come down, relax, mix, mingle, you know, just have a good drink. What's our drink special? I think Cameron is doing Capri Oscar, Flutti Capri Oscar.
What?
It is, Giselle, it's a great drink. It's fruity, just a good mix of alcohol.
I'm looking at her eyes while she's saying that, Nayan, and I can, it's like
she
I can
would
take
know
a picture of her eyes.
She would know about it, Giselle. She would know about
she's
it.
Been tasting.
You realize I've been silent on that one.
Tell us the name again.
It's a Flutti Capri Oscar.
A Flutti Capri Oscar.
I've never even had this one, Giselle.
Flutti Capri Oscar.
I probably need to find a version of that.
Yes, it is, just as a drink.
Okay.
So I think that's going to be our special drink for tonight and on my Wednesdays. We speak to Cameron about that. Have Cameron get all these ingredients ready. You know, so just come down to the Fort Young Hotel. Great food. We have our chef special with kebabs, from chicken to fish, to shrimp, to pork. We also have four vegetarian vegetarian kebabs, so that is just great. And we have our drinks, not forgetting our wine and martini specials, which are on for Unwind Wednesday, so you don't want to miss that event. Also happening right now, Giselle, it is our Wednesday buffet lunch, prizes and surprises. Every Wednesday we have that happy on at Fort Young Hotel at our buffet lunch, which is only easy $35. And on your table you have little tokens with great prizes. So you know, just come on down. You are not gonna miss out on our happy Wednesdays at our buffet lunch, which is served every day. But we have something extra special on a Wednesday for our clients.
Okay, so let me get that again. So the buffet lunch is just $35.
You
pay $35 EC, and you have your choice of everything.
You have your choice of everything on the buffet.
Does that include drinks as well, or just food?
No, it's just your meals.
Okay, so you can choose anything. You can load up your plate. You can choose anything as much as you want from the buffet.
Fine dining at the Fort Young Hotel at only EC $35.
That's
from 12 to 2:30 p.m. every day.
That's a good deal, and we know you can complement that with your wine, you know,
yes,
which
you
is on special as well, and some other drinks.
Yes.
Yes.
Wonderful.
All right.
That's what you want to do.
While we're speaking about wine and we're playing this happy song, did I read somewhere some time ago that, you know, a study or something of that, don't quote me on this, consommer avec modération, as the French say, but a study was conducted and it came out that, you know, countries where the population, you know, they have a love for wine, Italy, Argentina, you know, France, etc., Germany, citizens were generally happier. Is that a coincidence? With moderation, avec modération, okay? But we have some other things happening at the Fort Young Hotel, or other ways that you you know, can contact the Fort Young Hotel. I know you have the staycation that's still on and some other stuff as well.
Indeed, Giselle. So from Unwind Wednesdays this evening, we have been saying call us at 448-5000. And of course, you should inquire about our staycation packages. You know, we've got lots to offer. I know people have been calling. We are seeing the locals, you know, Giselle, here at the Fortune Hotel, especially on the weekends. I mean, you could take that partner out for a quiet night out, you know, other than the usual the famous places that we usually go on the weekend. But of course, you could change that and come over to the Fortune Hotel Inquirer about our staycation packages, and they're actually good rates with breakfast. As a matter of fact, last weekend we had a wedding, and you know, every time you have a wedding reception at the hotel, you get a night complimentary. Mm-hmm. But the bride and groom took their honeymoon at the Fortune Hotel, besides the complimentary suite that you get. Mm-hmm. And that was the honeymoon. They actually booked 5 nights extra on the staycation package. Mm-hmm. And it really comes up to a reasonable amount of money that you know you can afford. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to inquire about our staycation packages. The rates are incredible, and you know, with full breakfast. I know there are some people listening now who just loves to come over to the Fortune Hotel on a Sunday morning.
So we're not talking about coffee and a bun.
No, we're not talking about continental breakfast. Right. Or we're not talking for but a full breakfast where you get, you know, 4 pieces of toast and some scrambled egg.
Breakfast.
Your full buffet breakfast.
Day. Feel like you're ready to go hiking.
You know what, Giselle? After you come from church on a Sunday morning and you come to the Fortune Hotel for breakfast, so you're filled until 5 o'clock because we have cacao tea. We just name it. It's on the breakfast menu. So of course that comes with our staycation packages, and call us for 485,000, or you could just email us at sales@fortunehotel.com.
And also, if you just want to come down to the Fortune Hotel, visit our lovely amenities, you can purchase a day pass at only $50 that offers you unlimited entrance to the Fortune Hotel. You get to use our gym, the pool, you get a complimentary drink, discount on your drinks and food. So if you don't want to, you know, take that night, you're not ready for that night, you can just come on and just enjoy the Fortune
Spend
Hotel.
The day. Probably Spend come the as day. A family, let the kids swim in the pool.
Yes.
Maybe have a little birthday party there if you
Lovely.
Want.
And our functions team will be more than happy to organize anything for you. So you just call us at 448-5000, or you can email us at sales@fortunehotel, and we will be more than happy to take care of you. So also, we were here last week, Wednesday, we're talking about our trivia special, which we're going to have on for the summer. So the rules are actually going to be posted tomorrow for our trivia special. Also, our questions, which are going to start on the 1st of August. This trivia entitles you to great prizes. There are questions that we're going to post. You answer a question, you can answer up to 3 questions. They come in phases. And you can win great prizes, staycations, just great prizes and surprises at the Fortune Hotel. So look out for our trivia special, which is going to, the rules are going to be posted tomorrow. And then we'll set up for questions, okay? So everybody can look out for that.
And we're on Facebook. Yeah.
Facebook on our Happy Hour page.
Okay.
So you can put Fortune Hotel, Happy Hour, you will see our page.
And click search, yes. It will come up. All right. Anything else before we wrap up, Nan?
Well, we just want to touch quickly on Summer Splash, which is on this Saturday. We're on into the... Did you know,
it's
Giselle?
It's a long weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a long weekend. You know, it's actually a couple who's getting married next week said to me, do you know Monday is a holiday?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you kidding me?
Yeah,
it's actually a holiday.
Because we love our job so much.
I know. It's just the day is
coming to work on Monday.
We would have shown up to work on Monday. Anyhow, for Summer Splash, Summer Splash is, you know, is back on at the Fortune Hotel. And this Saturday, we're into the quarterfinals of the Kayak Race competition. It's the Forters against Dawasco A. I know Dawasco A had given Clear Harbor it was a whooping beating, but I'm sure it's not going to happen this Saturday. And of course, we just have to say thanks to our partners, Lime, Dominica's Only, and number one telecommunications provider, Kubuli, and White Oak, who is on this Saturday. You know, Giselle, the atmosphere at Summer Splash has really been great. But what I have noticed, although last Saturday and the Saturday before, because I was caught up with weddings, I was not so involved. I've noticed, though, that the people come a bit later than usual. I'm not too sure if it's a thing with, you know, our culture coming late. But people, we must come at 2 o'clock, and remember, if you come between 2 to 3, you pay only $10. Don't forget that we have dropped the price. We have listened to our customers. Between 2 to 3, you get a complimentary rum punch. So if you want to kick off the Summer Splash, you must come between 2 to 3 p.m. And of course, it goes at 7. But we've been being flexible with the times. We've sort of extended a little bit,
right.
But only because the people are coming in a bit later than usual. But come at 2 o'clock. We're going to start the kayak race at that time as well.
There's an advantage, you know, just before we leave, there's an advantage to come in early, especially if you want to sort of relax and sort of, you know, slowly get into the mood, you know, the tables are available, you have more sitting space, you can hang out by the bar, etc. If you come with your family, families are also welcome. Yes, there's great food for them, you know. So if you come early and you just want to, you know, gradually just, you know, move get into the groove, it's a good time to come, because people come late. And if they want to eat, then, you know, all of this, the tables are occupied and they may have to stand to eat or go upstairs or something. So,
and not only that too, Giselle, most of the sponsors do these trivia questions during that time. So if you want to win yourself a Samsung Galaxy S5, you really have to come between 2. Well, it starts at 2, so you must come from 2 o'clock. And I'm not going to tell you when we're going to do this treasure hunt, but I have the date in my email, so you must come. Maybe this Saturday, since
it's
a long weekend.
Anybody who is an email hacker out there, come see me.
All right, just to close up, just want to say congratulations to Island Car Rental, who won the kayak race. They were up against First Caribbean, and they really give them a beating. So congratulations to Island Car Rental. And not forgetting, Unwind Wednesdays tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Warner's Bar on the Boardwalk. So see you there.
Thank you, ladies. It's a happy Wednesday. Make someone think that you're crazy this afternoon. Just start dancing. Let's go. This is Your View right here on Q95 FM. Going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the spread of the deadly Ebola virus that's been in the news more recently. Remember a couple months ago I mentioned three major diseases that the World Health Organization were taking a look at that had, you know, resurfaced: Ebola, MERS, and I think SARS being the three. I have some information here about Ebola. A number of people have been asking, well, how is it spread? What is it about? So right from the World Health Organization's page, sorry. We'll get to that shortly. Let's take a little break.
Do you remember the Fort Young Hotel, the summer splash of back in the day? Guess what? Back. Every Saturday from July 5th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Come line with us for an enjoyable experience with delicious food, drinks, and great company at Summer Splash. Entry fee only $15 with a complimentary drink up until 3 p.m. for Summer Splash at the Fort Young Hotel. Indulge in our flavor-filled rum punch. Party with Dominica's hottest DJs and live bands every single weekend. While you're there, don't forget to ask about the summer staycation rates on a romance getaway, sneak away, or a family weekend getaway. Call 448-5000 for more information. Sizzle this summer with the Fort Young Hotel.
The Summer Splash is brought to you through the kind compliments of
Kubli, Lawn, Value Every Moment, Fine Foods, Smirnoff, Johnny Walker, Wabade Rum, El Dorado, and 365 MMP.
Right now, you can earn a fully accredited and internationally recognized CXC Cape Associate's degree with Lead Institute for much less than what it costs to study abroad or anywhere in Dominica. With Lead Institute, you get to pay less than $5,000 for your fully accredited Cape Associate's degree. Don't be left behind. Join the thousands of students around the Caribbean who are and will be graduating with the region's most prestigious, sought-after, and highly portable degree with the CXC stamp of approval. And your Cape Associate's degree, you actually earn transfer college credits that allows you to apply and gain acceptance to the best college and universities around the world. Fully accredited and internationally recognized degrees in business, humanities, information and communications technology, general studies and natural sciences. Flexible payment plans. Take advantage. Register anytime before June 30th. You qualify for even lower tuition. Email us at leadinstitute@hotmail.com. Call us at 440-3257. Lead Institute. Don't just catch up. Get ahead.
des forêts tropicales luxuriantes de l'île de nature de la Dominique, terre de nombreux cours d'eau et de sols volcaniques profonds et purs, vient le secret le mieux gardé des Caraïbes, l'huile de guérison remarquable appelée l'huile de Ojas, l'huile royale et soignante naturelle de la Dominique. L'huile de Ojas est bonne pour toutes sortes de soulagements de douleurs, maux de dos, douleur de taille, douleur de genou, la fibromyalgie, la difficulté à respirer la nuit, et la liste s'allonge encore et encore. Découvrez l'huile de Ojas pour vous-même. Écoutez ce que le médecin a à dire et vivez votre vie exempte de douleur.
And here it is in English.
Long, long time ago, whenever Granny tried anything, it worked. When we had a cold in our chest, she'd rub it with a special kind of oil to make sure that we breathe better. When she had a pain in her knee, her waist, her back, her joints, she'd rub it with a special blend of oil to make sure that she felt better. This kind of oil is returning. Caribbean Healing Oil. Oil of Ojas. Agents, Tula Agencies, Independence Street, Roseau. Oil of Ojas is also available at Astafan's, Jolly's, and Whitchurch. Ease away your pains and discomforts with the soothe of Oil of Ojas. Oil of Ojas, Tula Agencies, Independence Street, Roseau, Dominica. Granny would be pleased.
Q95's 5th Annual Knockout 95 Summer Splash Spectacular. Bigger and better in 2014 with three exciting events and presentations in one big show. The U16 Final Competition, the U25 DJ Competition, and Summer Splash 2014 with DJ Shill, DJ Mystic, and the Fabulous Fanatic Band. The Big Q Family Show from the Big Station. Sunday, August 3rd from 5 p.m. until at Harlem Plaza. Only $20 regular and $30 VIP and seating.
Welcome back. I want to say hi to the lady in Kenfield with the nice guavas and the grapevines in her yard. Michael Timothy, your neighbor, I presume. Right there after many years there, right there on the strip. I look at that guava tree every time I pass by. Always loaded. Come on, guava juice, guava jam, what else it have? Guava cheese. Anyone made guava cake once? I don't know, maybe guava cake, try something. Plenty guavas on that tree, loaded. And we've been hearing about this deadly, one of the deadliest or the deadliest outbreak of Ebola, the Ebola flesh-eating virus. The World Health Organization, very busy, very concerned with that. I have an updated fact sheet here from the World Health Organization International page. And it's all about the Ebola virus. We're hearing that a doctor who was recently exposed to the virus has died, and almost 800 people have died from the virus over the last couple of weeks. A number of flights have been suspended from getting into the main metropolitan areas of Sierra Leone and Liberia, I believe, and there is fear that the disease may cross over the ocean, over the Atlantic, and enter our space. That's the Caribbean, Latin American, North American space there. So all precautions are being taken to isolate the disease where it is right now, West Africa, and not have it go rampant throughout the world. We're hearing of a gentleman who passed away, and his sister died after being exposed to the virus. He has since died. And he actually was allowed to board a flight, or two separate flights, although displaying symptoms of being ill that are associated with Ebola. And so the World Health Organization and the other agencies were in a frantic search to contact and test every single passenger on those flights, the crew, immigration officials, ticketing agents, just every single person that would have been in contact with that individual, the Ebola virus. So here are some facts from the World Health Organization's media fact sheet page there on their website. We're told that Ebola, the Ebola virus or Ebola virus disease, EVD, formerly known as Ebola hemorrhagic fever, is a severe, often fatal illness in humans. Ebola outbreaks have a case fatality rate of up to 90%. So 90% of persons contacting the virus, it's fatal, will die. Ebola outbreaks occur primarily in remote villages in Central and West Africa near tropical rainforests. The virus is transmitted to people from wild animals and spread in the human population through human-to-human transmission. Fruit bats of the Petropodidae family are considered to be the natural host of the Ebola virus. Severely ill patients require intensive supportive care. No licensed specific treatment or vaccine is available for use in either people or animals. Ebola was first appeared in 1976 in two simultaneous outbreaks in Zaire, Sudan, and in Zambuka, Democratic Republic of Congo. The latter, that is Congo, was a village situated near the Ebola River from which the disease takes its name. The genus Ebola virus is one of three members of the Filoviridae family, along with the genus Marburger virus, the genus something, and another genus of five distinct species, excuse me, scientific words. So there are five distinct species. There's the Bundibugyo Ebola virus, the Zaire Ebola virus, the Western Ebola virus, the Sudan Ebola virus, and the Thai Forest Ebola virus. How is it transmitted? Ebola is introduced into the human population through close contact with the blood, secretions, organs, or other bodily fluids of infected animals. In Africa, infection has been documented through the handling of infected chimpanzees, gorillas, fruit bats, monkeys, forest antelope, and porcupines found ill or dead in the forest. Ebola then spreads in the community through human-to-human contact or transmission, with infection resulting from direct contact through broken skin or mucous membranes with the blood, secretions, organs, or other bodily fluids of infected people, and indirect contact with environments contaminated with such fluids. Burial ceremonies in which mourners have direct contact with the body of the deceased person can also play a role in the transmission of Ebola. Men who have recovered from the disease can still transmit the virus through their semen for up to 7 weeks after recovery from the illness. Healthcare workers have frequently been infected while treating patients with suspected or confirmed transmissions. This has occurred through close contact with patients when infection control precautions are not strictly practiced. Among workers in contact with monkeys or pigs infected with the Western Ebola virus, several infections have been documented in people who were clinically asymptomatic. Thus, the Western Ebola virus appears less capable of causing disease in humans than other species. What are some of the signs and symptoms of Ebola? It is a severe and acute viral illness, often characterized by the sudden onset of fever, intense weakness, muscle pain, headache, and sore throat. Almost sounds like the common cold. This is followed by vomiting, diarrhea, rash, impaired kidney and liver function, and in some cases, both internal and external bleeding. Lab findings include low white blood cell count and platelet counts and elevated liver enzymes. People are infectious as long as their blood and secretions contain the virus. Ebola virus was isolated from semen for 61 days after the onset of an illness in a man who was infected in a lab. So up to 61 days later, virus is still present in the semen. The incubation period, that is the time or the interval from infection with the virus to the symptoms, is 2 to 21 days. So from the time you start to get the fever, the intense weakness, the muscle pain, the headache, the sore throat, to probably when you get in, the vomiting, the diarrhea, the rash, the impaired kidneys, the external and internal bleeding is a period ranging from 2 to 21 days. So in a matter of 2 days, you can be sick, 4 days, 1 week, up to 21 days. That's the incubation period for the virus. What's the diagnosis? Other diseases that should be ruled out before you can be diagnosed with Ebola is malaria, typhoid fever, shingles, cholera, leptospirosis, the plague, rickets, relapsing fever, meningitis, hepatitis, etc. So all of these have to be ruled out before someone can be diagnosed as having been exposed or carrying the Ebola virus. There is no licensed vaccine for Ebola. There is no licensed treatment for Ebola. Several vaccines are being tested, but none are available for clinical use. And finally, we're told that severely ill patients require intensive care. Patients are frequently dehydrated and require oral hydration from solutions containing electrolytes or intravenous fluids. No new drug therapies are being evaluated for the treatment of Ebola. So once again, Ebola is spread through contact, human contact with humans, human contact with infected animals. Incubation period of the virus is 2 to 21 days, the time interval from infection to the actual onset of the virus. The symptoms is 2 to 21 days. Exposure to Ebola has a 90% fatality rate. So 90% of the individuals infected will die. Not everyone who is affected with Ebola dies. We learned that some strains of Ebola, there are five or more different, quote, strains of Ebola. Some appear to be more fatal than others. Right now, the World Health Organization is on the clock to try to contain this so that it does not cross over into Europe and into the Americas. We go to the telephone. Hello, good day. Going once. All right, try us again. We would expect at some point, you know, that we will get some sort of update and a response from PAHO, the Pan American Health Organization, and the Caribbean Health Organization, and all the other, you know, entities and institutions who are looking out when it concerns any kind of illness or disease coming into the region. So we'll expect to hear from them. We have no indication that any case of Ebola has reached the Western Hemisphere, but we're keeping our eye out. Hello, good day. All right. If you're trying to reach our office number, it's 448-5822. If you're calling me here, it means you want to be on air. 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097. 616-4257. The overseas line is 305-432-9624. Let's see if we can do this again. Hello, good day.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. I was listening to your program there about that Ebola virus, and I think that is something very serious that the people in the Ministry of Health and all the relevant authorities need to take seriously. it just in case it happens to cross the Atlantic, because a country like Dominica, knowing our current situation of our health industry, we cannot afford to contract such a virus. So that is the question that we need to ask ourselves today. And moving forward, what is it that we are possibly going to do? God forbid that this virus reaches our shores.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day, Jesus.
Thank you. Well, to date, as I said, we have no indication that on our side of the world anything immediate is happening. But we know there are organizations, as I said, like the Caribbean Health Organization, the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, etc. They're normally on cue when it comes to taking a look at what's happening globally and making sure that, you know, they monitor the situation as far as it concerns our region. I have some information here. It says almost every year there is an outbreak of Ebola virus and similar viruses. This is the 29th outbreak since 1976. Most have occurred within a few countries in Western Africa, and the latest is confined to Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and a single case in Nigeria, but they tend to be pretty limited in scope. The current episode is the largest so far, 672 deaths out of 1,200 infections to date, but still relatively limited to those four countries and the particular areas in those countries where we have the outbreaks. Outbreaks tend to be very brutal but brief, and in general can be pretty well contained. There was a doctor, or is a doctor, Kent Brantley, with an organization called Samaritan's Purse, who got infected while treating victims in Liberia. Fighting for his life. Is this a second doctor, or is he the doctor who passed? I think he is the doctor who eventually died. Let me check. It's 1:24. Chikungunya continues to be an issue here. No known cure as well, but not initially fatal. Although we've had past outbreaks of chikungunya, La Reunion Island in 19 somebody, where thousands of people died. But so far, this particular outbreak of chikungunya, I'm talking about now in the Western Hemisphere, we have cases documented, but so far no official deaths from chikungunya. So it's a matter, I guess, of containing again another illness or disease that has no known vaccine, no known cure. So as we say here, containing it is key. Containment is key. Quarantining it is key. Just before we go, we're leaving at 1:30. Just want to remind you, it's Lubia Reunion continues today, all this week into the weekend. History Night is tonight at the Lubia Resource Center. Dr. Lennox Honeychurch is slated to come in, give you the entire history of Lubia, Wallhouse, Castle Comfort, Citronne, Point Michel, going up Bellevue side. A lot of history there linked to Lubia. Even Girardel, Eglinton, all of these communities here linked one to another. So check out History Night tonight at the Lubia Resource Center as part of Lubia Reunion activities. And don't forget, lots happening in Grand Bay as well for Reunion, Grand Bay or Grand Bay. A number of visitors in Dominica participating in that reunion. Welcome home. I hope you're having some fun, helping out family and friends, spending some time with them, enjoying some good Dominican fun, okay? It's a nice little story I wanted to share with you. It's on DNO, Dominican News Online. This is really nice, so I want you to get some time to share it with you. The headline is Kalinago Superheroine Comic Launch. Tell me about it. So, Kalinago has launched a comic book or a comic with a super, not hero, a super heroine. And there's a pretty little picture there of a nice little quiet chick riding the back of a Cicero parrot in her Dominica superhero outfit. And it's called The Mini Adventures of Super Dominica. Let's see here. A comic featuring a fictional character called Super Dominica was launched on Wednesday on the internet. Sorry. Super Dominica is a Kalinago superheroine with powers based on the indigenous people's rich history and culture. Very nice. Quite interesting. Check out the story on DNO. The comic dubbed The Mini Adventures of Super Dominica will be updated every other Friday. The comic is a brainchild of digital illustrator Albert Pierre, Dominica now living in St. Thomas. He said the series is part of giving back to his native country. Quote, "Even though I live in a U.S. territory, this is my way of giving back and doing something new and different," he said. He also said he hopes the comic will expose the richness of the Kalinago culture. I think I'm getting the cold. Sorry. Pierre created Super Dominica in 2005 as a spin-off from an original story, The Dominican Patriot, which is still being developed. However, his computer crashed in 2010. All his files are gone. Okay, yes. He was not deterred. However, he went right back to work creating the series launched on Wednesday. He noted that an actual comic book on Super Dominica is presently under development. In the future, he said, "I hope to add in more Caribbean superheroes, each having their own unique superpowers based on their island's culture, history, and features." The comic is also available as an Android app. So Super Dominica, The Mini Adventures of Super Dominica. Check out the article on Dominican News Online, DNO. And just before we leave, we want to remind you once again, today, Wednesday, there is no Crayola SQ tonight. We'll be back next week. It's the last Wednesday of the month, so the Dominica Freedom Party's program will be on tonight. Once again, no Crayola SQ this evening. So you'll join Packet and myself next Wednesday, God's willing, right here on Q95 for a regular Crayola SQ from 8 to 10 every Wednesday, but not this Wednesday. It's 1:30. We have to move on. We've got to go. I want to encourage you to be good. Be kind to someone. Kindness. Be kind. You never know who you're going to need or who's going to need you. We're not in charge of our destinies. Well, actually, we are in charge of our destiny. But we're not in charge of the future. You can't tell what's going to happen 2 seconds from now. So the most, the safest thing and the best thing to do is to just always be kind, always be nice, always reach out a hand. If someone gives you, you can respond in return. And being kind doesn't cost anything. Just share a smile. Just say good morning or good afternoon. We're not always in a good mood. That's all right. But if we, try to make it a little bit more of a habit of just, being a little kinder, a little more open, walking with our head up instead of down at our feet when we walk. Do a little something each day to improve yourself and improve your demeanor. Cut out a few negative words from your day-to-day vocabulary. Just cutting off one thing at a time. Go on a mental and emotional and spiritual diet. Go on a purge. Like when you're dieting, you remove sugar from your diet, you stop eating white bread, you start to exercise. Do the same thing for your soul, for yourself, for your mentality, Remove people from your lives. Purge them out. Just purge them out from your lives if they are negative, if they're holding you back, if they don't add any value to your life. I'm not telling you get rid of your friends, but you have to evaluate where you want to be and whether or not where you are, you're trying to be on that track or not, okay? So do a little purging over the weekend. And most importantly, spend some quality time with friends and family, okay? Stay close. I'm Giselle Francis. We are moving on.